Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
One of the key issues in agriculture that has arisen is the impact that this is having on H-2A labor and the processing of those visas in other countries to allow those workers into the U.S. as we're approaching planting season. USDA is taking action on this, working with the State Department and others to try to provide opportunities to make sure that most of these workers can get their visas processed and get to the U.S. as quickly as possible. USDA has set up a dedicated email account for those that are encountering issues and need to reach out to USDA about that, and the email address is aglabor@usda.gov. The council will continue to engage with USDA on this and other issues that are arising because of the current situation. Also, USDA is reminding customers that are planning to visit one of the Farm Service Agency service centers in their county or area to call ahead of time, make sure the office is open, and schedule an appointment as necessary before going to the office to conduct business.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The sales closing date for this hurricane component is the end of April, and so growers that are interested are encouraged to contact your crop insurance agent as soon as possible to determine whether this is a good fit and what the cost is going to be, and determine if it's something that the grower wants to add to their policy.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
One of these was focused on the various economic relief measures that are needed from Congress and the administration to try to allow businesses to recover going forward and provide as much economic and financial relief as possible. It was a very broad, kind of all of the business community letter. The other one was an ag-specific letter that was signed by dozens of farm and agricultural groups to the president, highlighting the importance of making sure that any of the responses that are being taken do not impede the ability of growers and others in agriculture to get the inputs that they need as we're approaching and in the middle of planting season in many areas. And so to make sure that those inputs can continue to flow to the farmers and they have the most access possible given the current circumstances.